So how we begin a period of meditation is really important. The tendency is to kind of carry the habits of our day-to-day life into the meditation practice. So the way that we go about tasks in our day will often be how we approach the process of meditation. And usually that doesn't work out so well. Usually the way we do things in life is I'm here and I want to get there. So I'm just going to kind of keep making effort and moving in that direction until I get there. David, I'm getting a little feedback on this. I don't know if you can turn the gain down or something. Yeah, that's great. Thank you. So, and that makes sense in the world because that's how things work. But in terms of contemplative practice, it's a very different orientation. So what we're wanting to do with contemplative practice is two different things. First, we're slowing down and trying to arrive more fully in the present moment. And in the process of doing that, gathering and collecting our attention. So just trying to slow down and steady our mind. So in that process of slowing down, what can happen is the more we try to get somewhere, we're actually agitating the mind. Do you see that? Does that make sense? So it's a little bit counterintuitive. We're trying to actually not do as much, but just to kind of relax. To arrive. Meditation practice is a practice of arriving in a very fundamental and profound way. So this is one of the things that we're trying to do initially. Once we arrive a little bit more, we have some steadiness, things are slowing down, then we want to apply that steadiness to look more clearly at our experience, to see, well, what's actually happening? How do I spend my time? What's the mind thinking about? What emotions are present? How am I doing right now? And how can I relate to that wisely? How can I find some balance, some spaciousness, some kindness for myself with whatever's happening? So these are the two kind of different phases or parts of meditation practice. And as we sit tonight, I'll encourage you first to really just slow down, arrive, settle in using your body or your breath or maybe even sounds. And then at a certain point, starting to just kind of open up and see what's going on and if we can find some balance with it. So that's kind of just a little overview for you to keep in mind. So having said that, I want to offer an image to think about beginning the period of meditation. And that's the image of sitting on the front porch with a good old friend on a summer evening. So just notice what comes up inside just even when you hear that. So, I mean, I know for me, I take a deep breath and something settles inside. It's like, right? Summertime, it's nice out. I've got my friend nearby, I can relax. So that's the kind of tone we're trying to find inside with meditation. So if that image doesn't work for you, you know, find something else. What helps you to settle in, to feel at ease, and to have that quality of patience, of interest, that you might have when you're with a good friend. So you might close your eyes or just look down at the ground, letting the visual field be soft and unfocused. What's it like to bring forward this intention of slowing down? letting the busyness and the momentum of the day just kind of burn off. Riding the subway, hopping in a cab, whatever it took to get here. You're here now. There's nothing particularly special you need to do. This next period of time is like a gift of space that you're giving yourself. So let yourself breathe it in. Some physical space. Some emotional space to just be right where you are. Whatever's happening, you don't need to change it. Some psychological space. So just let everything be a little bit fuzzy or disorganized or however it is. And then within all of that, starting to find your ground. Finding your center. So I know for myself, it's often really helpful to just feel the sensations of the body on the chair, the cushion, or the floor. There's a sense of weight, of pressure or heaviness. Seeing if you can tune in to that contact with the ground, with the earth below. Just sensing that very simple, basic signal in the body that says, we're here, right now. Like planting a firm stake in the ground. Seeing if you can let your attention settle a little bit with the steadiness of that contact with the chair or the ground. You might bring some attention to your spine, to your posture. just seeing if you can find this balance between being relaxed and at ease, but also a little bit upright, so that there's some energy, some sense of alertness in the body. And then perhaps checking if you're holding tension anywhere unnecessarily. So you might check your jaw, the area around your eyes and eyebrows. Even sensing the rest of the face, the forehead, the cheeks and temples. Taking off the mask, the social mask of needing to be okay, needing to smile or say hello. Just all that can rest. Just letting the face be open, soft. Even putting down the sense of needing to be somebody. Relaxing the shoulders, the arms, all the way down into the hands. Lightly checking in with the rest of your body, just seeing how things feel, chest and abdomen. Your back, upper and lower back. And scanning down through your pelvis into the legs. Upper legs, the knees and lower legs, all the way down into the feet. Again, just arriving. If the body feels tense or anxious or uncomfortable, see if you can just zoom out a little bit, give it some space. Try not to focus on that. Stay more aware of the space around you, sound of my voice. And then in your own time, taking up place to rest your attention, what's called an anchor, something that we can keep coming back to that feels okay. So for many of us, that might be the breath, just the simple sensations of breathing in and breathing out. For some, it might be the contact with the chair, or your hands in your lap. And for others, it might be something like sound. Just noticing the sounds as they come and go. Whatever helps you to stay present. To move in this direction of slowing down, arriving, and settling. just taking it one moment at a time. Remembering that tone of relaxing with a good friend. So if you got distracted or your mind wandered when you were with your friend, you would just gently let go of that, put it aside, and come back to being with your friend. Because you're interested in spending time with your friend, because you care about them. So in the same way, every time our mind wanders or drifts, we don't need to make a problem out of it. Just put it aside gently and come back to being here, here with the body. Here with the breath. Slowing down and settling. If and when you start to feel some steadiness, feels like more of you has arrived in the room, you can start to open up to noticing other aspects of your experience. Just beginning to explore your internal world, different sensations in the body that might be calling your attention. A particular mood or emotion that's present. Sounds that come and go, or even thoughts and images passing through the mind. Just seeing if you can be clearly aware of whatever is being known in each moment, a sensation, sound, a thought, a feeling. Knowing what's happening, and seeing if you can find balance with it. Can there be some sense of space around whatever's happening? Whatever you're experiencing is happening in awareness. If you get lost, frustrated, or overwhelmed, you can just go back to the simplicity of sitting and breathing. Notice the tendency of the mind to struggle, to resist or try to control what's happening. See if you can notice how stressful or exhausting that is. And what helps you to let go? What helps you to let things just be and come back to that simplicity? Sitting on the porch on a summer evening with a good friend, just breathing in and out. Notice what happens inside when you hear the sound of the bell. If there's some letting go, some release, So what we're looking for with meditation practice is, how do we let go like that without needing to wait for the sound of the bell? What was all that tension you were holding? And then it just vanishes, right? So this is what we're studying, how we create stress for ourselves and how that stress ends.